When you were a child, what job you would like to do?
It's a difficult question. When I was very young, I wanted to be a footballer because I love Chelsea Football Club because it's in London, which is where I'm from. But when I got a bit older, I wanted to be a writer.
What was the first job you had?
The first job I had was a runner in a restaurant. A runner is basically someone that takes food from the kitchen to the tables and then does all the cleaning up afterwards.
Do you think helping people is important?
Yes, I think it's very important. I think if everyone wanted to help people, then the world would be a better place. So in Calais, I worked for a humanitarian charity, which basically meant that we distributed clothes and food to people that didn't have any, to families with young kids, to to everyone that needed it, really. We would work in, there was a big warehouse, and in the warehouse people would send us clothes that they don't use anymore, or they'd send us food that they'd bought, and we'd separate it in the morning, and then in the afternoon we'd go out to the different camps where people were staying, and we'd give out hoodies sometimes, we'd give out shoes, sometimes we'd give out food, so like rice, pasta. That was it. The first time I did it was in 2018 in the summer, and then I went back in 2019. And then this summer, I went out during coronavirus, during the lockdown, the confinement, and I spent about 3 months there.
What did you study before become an assistant?
Before becoming an assistant, I studied French and politics at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland.
Why did you want to be an assistant?
Because it was a new experience. I've got lots of siblings, including two younger sisters. I've always enjoyed, I've helped them with their homework, you know, and I've taught them. So I thought I'd enjoy teaching in a school. I also wanted to come to France to improve my French, and the school's a very good place for that. Especially when you work with much younger kids, because in order to explain English to them, you have to use French. So with you guys, you're good at English, so we speak in English and it helps you practice. But with the smaller children, I have to explain in French, which is very good for me and means that I can practice. And by the end of this year, maybe I'll be.
Why did you choose French to be an assistant?
I've always studied French. So at school, from a very young age, I always enjoyed learning French. When I was younger, my family, we went on holiday to France sometimes, and I always liked the culture, I liked the people. I thought the language was very interesting. I thought it was more difficult than Spanish and other languages, and I also enjoy studying, I like French history. So learning about the French Revolution, learning about French politics, I think it's interesting, and yeah, that's why I chose France.
Which country would you like to visit the most?
Oof, that's a good question. I'd say the country I'd like to visit the most is Haiti, because before the coronavirus happened, I was planning to go and teach in Haiti. So before this year, I was meant to go and teach in Haiti in a school, but because of coronavirus, it didn't happen. So I've still never been, and I'd really like to visit. Apparently, it's an amazing country.
What do you prefer doing in class?
I like teaching them about British culture. So you know some holidays that we only have in Britain and not in the rest of Europe. Like, for example, this week I've been teaching people about Guy Fawkes Night. Have you heard of Guy Fawkes Night? So Guy Fawkes Night is basically, it's a night that happens every year on the 5th of November, where everyone in Britain does fireworks and big bonfires, yeah, to celebrate this story of a man who tried to kill the king, but he failed. So little things like that. I also like playing games like tongue twisters. Do you guys enjoy the tongue twisters? Yeah, I like teaching about British culture, and I think playing games is one of the funnest ways and best ways to learn a language as well.
What is strange in France, according to you?
I think it's strange that there's no school on Wednesday, because in England, you know, you go to school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I also find it strange that everything is closed on a Sunday, because that doesn't happen in... Well, it happens, but only a very little bit in the UK. Whereas here, where I live in Châteauroux, everything is closed. And also on Monday, lots of places are closed as well. I think that's quite strange. Apart from that, there's not many strange things.
What do you love in France?
I love the history of France, like I said earlier. I really enjoy learning about the politics and the history. I think the food is definitely a very good thing about France. I think it's a lot nicer than British food. For example, you can't get moule frites in England. You know, nice things like that. I think the people are very nice. Lots of people, there's a stereotype that French people can be a bit grumpy, but I don't think it's true. I've only ever seen it in Paris, where I saw a few angry people, but where everyone in this region seems very happy and nice. I think the language is very interesting. It can be quite difficult sometimes, but when you get it right, it feels very good.
Thank you very much for answering our questions. Goodbye.